The PBS NewsHour podcast is supported in part by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What if we could block a protein to stop runaway cell division? Dana-Farber Cancer Institute laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, drugs designed to treat many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
And famed actor Gene Hackman has died. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, were found dead in their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico yesterday. Authorities are still investigating the cause, but a search warrant affidavit described their deaths as suspicious. Police say both had been dead for some time before their bodies were found, along with one of their dogs. An open pill bottle and scattered pills were also found close to Arakawa's body. As John Yang reports, Hackman was one of the great actors of his generation.
As Best Actor of the Year, Gene Hackman receives his Oscar from...
Gene Hackman, the versatile everyman actor who won two Oscars, appeared in some 79 films in a career that spanned more than four decades. He was widely praised for his ability to bring a grounded and nuanced quality to flawed characters. It allowed him to play diverse roles across multiple genres.
She's a small-town girl.
1967's Bonnie and Clyde was his breakout performance, an outlaw who was fiercely loyal to his family. He got his first of five Oscar nominations for the film. Later, he was the paranoid and isolated surveillance expert in The Conversation, the iconic villain Lex Luthor in Superman, and the no-nonsense FBI investigator in Mississippi Burning.
So few people ever get what they really want in life. It's a make-believe world, and as I say, it's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
Many of his best-remembered roles were gritty, tough guys. In 1971's crime thriller, The French Connection, he portrayed a New York City cop willing to get his man at any cost.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall.
And in 1992's Unforgiven, he played a brutally violent sheriff opposite Clint Eastwood.
See what kind of books Mr. Beauchamp is packing here.
Go. It was against the law.
Hackman was adept at comedy, too, as the manipulative yet oddly charming father in The Royal Tenenbaums.
My God, I haven't been in here for years.
Hey!
And the staunchly traditional senator in The Birdcage. As the years passed, Hackman faced the challenges of an aging actor.
The older you get, the tougher some of the dialogue becomes. You don't retain all of it, so that part of it's becoming a little harder. I like it so much that I find it harder to do now because I'm maybe more intent than I've ever been.
Hackman was also a published author. He wrote or co-wrote five books, from historical fiction to westerns. Filmmakers and fellow actors showed their love for Hackman and his work in online tributes. Legendary director Francis Ford Coppola posted, "Gene Hackman, a great actor, inspiring and magnificent in his work and complexity." Gene Hackman was 95 years old. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.